1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champs for the first time in franchise history. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman on ESPN on ABC.
Alexander Barkov, you have the honor of hoisting the Stanley Cup.
The Panthers with a come-behind win for the championship, beating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7. Florida forward Matthew Tkachuk.
It's the best place. Best guys. Something really special here with what we have.
Details of the team's first ever championship parade are expected in the coming days. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has agreed to plead guilty to violating the U.S. Espionage Act. CBS's Charlie Daggett with details.
In 2010, WikiLeaks published a series of leaks provided by U.S. Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, including diplomatic cables and footage from a U.S. military helicopter allegedly showing the killing of Iraqi civilians in Baghdad.
Millions of people are under flood threats as rivers continue to rise in parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, and Iowa. CBS's Jonah Kaplan is in Spencer.
Despite the waters receding here, there are still flood warnings from the National Weather Service for about a dozen waterways, and they all flow into the Mississippi and Missouri rivers, both of which are still rising. And as if that wasn't enough, there are still risks of storms this week.
With the sweltering heat, many are looking to cool off in the ocean, but a warning about dangerous rip currents causing at least 8 deaths since last week. CBS's Christiane Benavides is in Panama City Beach, Florida.
It's not just happening here on the west coast of Florida, on the Gulf Coast of Florida. You had 2 deaths on the east coast of Florida as well due to rip currents, and summer just got started.
Our Peter King with some positive news as millions are set to hit the road for the July 4th holiday.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more of us are driving on busy highways like New York State's Route 5. But this year's traffic deaths are down by more than 3% from a year ago. It's the 8th straight quarterly decline going back 2 years.
The world's biggest record labels are suing some prominent AI music-making companies. Universal Music Group, Sony Music Entertainment, and Warner Music Group are among the labels who filed lawsuits against Suno and audio maker Uncharted Labs. Both companies recently released AI programs that enable users to generate songs from text prompts copying decades worth of the world's most popular recordings. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee tourism had a historic year in 2023. Visitors spent over $2 billion in Milwaukee County. That's a quarter of Wisconsin's 2023 tourism profits. Visit Milwaukee President and CEO Peggy Williams-Smith held a press conference ahead of the Republican National Convention's arrival in the state's largest city.
We believe in economic development based on tourism. The more people we can bring in to go to shows at the Pabst across the way or the Riverside or the Symphony Center or come to Summerfest, we know that that helps the entire community.
The RNC is expected to attract 50,000 visitors to the city of Milwaukee. The National Weather Service has confirmed 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin this past Saturday. Tornadoes form during severe thunderstorms from warm, moist air. Higher temperatures and severe storms could be causing more tornadoes. We've had more than 30 so far this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers beat the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers homestand continues tonight against the Texas Rangers. The crew with a 6-3 win over the Rangers last night. The difference maker, a grand slam home run in the 6th by Rhys Hoskins. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
When guys are playing the right way, it excites you. And that's offense. And then Hoskins coming through. And he's hit some balls hard, but I mean, he's been through a stretch. And I got emotional when he hit it because I'm just so freaking happy for him.
In San Francisco, it was Willie Mays' night, the Giants all wearing the number 24 jersey, the Cubs blowing a 4-2 lead in the top of the ninth, allowing the Giants to tie up the game when Chicago reliever Drew Smyly threw a ball four with two outs, bases loaded, and walked in the Giants winning run. Cubs losing 5-4 on NBC with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 84. For tonight, mostly clear and lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 74 on your Wednesday. Clear skies, 51 Wednesday night, 75 on Thursday, 73 with a few thunderstorms on Friday. Right now, it's 70.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time where our friend and executive producer of Civic Media, Mr. Luke Mathers, is in for a Tuesday tangent to talk about the upcoming presidential debate, weather, and more. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Tuesday morning, June 25th, 2024. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wasota, from wherever you're listening, across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Civic Media app, through social media, or through podcast. Nice to have you along on this Tuesday morning as I'm back from a long weekend or a mini vacation, perhaps aptly said as a Minnie and Mickey vacation, having spent time in Florida with a couple of the grandkids. We'll talk about that coming up today, as well as so much more on this Tuesday, getting back into the saddle here. We'll talk about the two-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision that repealed Roe v. Wade. I know there was a lot of reaction to it yesterday on the actual anniversary, but we'll talk a bit more about what people had to say yesterday on the anniversary. I got a question for you. Are sports seasons getting to be a little too long for you? Maybe that's how you feel if you're one of those like me who thinks, well, when the winter sports, basketball and hockey, are done, we should be, you know, jumping into baseball season. But it's summer already, as evidenced by the thunderstorms rolling through overnight, but the hockey season didn't end till last night, with the Florida Panthers beating the Edmonton Oilers, which means it's now been 31 years since a team from Canada has won the Stanley Cup. And that just feels wrong. Hans Breitenmoser will join us in our second hour to talk about what's known and not known about the increased incidence of bird flu being found in dairy cattle. So far, none confirmed in Wisconsin, but it's still no less concerning for those who worry about more frequent transmissions to people. So we've got those topics and so much more ahead. 6 a.m. temperatures across Wisconsin go like this. It is 72, but very humid here on Lake Wasota. Park Falls is at 62, Wausau 66. Green Bay is at 68. La Crosse is already reporting 80 degrees at 6:09 in the morning. Wisconsin Rapids at 69, Oshkosh 68, Madison 78, and Waukesha 70 degrees, where Greg Bach is there. I can hear him. It's not clear if he can hear me very well. We're working on finding out, you know, basically, what's the word he used? Futzing around? Somebody, F-U-T-Z. Somebody was messing around with buttons and switches, so he and I are working to hear each other well, and so once he's sure that our audio is all good, then he and I are going to be chatting with you here. Looking at the radar, now that I've given you the temperatures, A line of strong thunderstorms continues to roll through Wisconsin, as it did here shortly after midnight, 1 a.m. And now that line stretches from basically from just, well, it's gone through Sheboygan and West Bend already. So it's fair to say it's basically from Port Washington through Oconomowoc and then down to Beloit, and continues to be moving along at a fairly good clip. Like I said, it's a mass of strong thunderstorms. I don't have the watches and warnings in front of me right at this point, I believe. Let me just check over here. Yeah, we've got severe thunderstorm watches in place in several areas. And as I continue clicking through here, it looks like all of them continue to be thunderstorm watches, but we'll keep an eye on things here from the National Weather Service and be able to pass along information as we're able to get it to you. I'm going to bring up a two-shot here on social media and see if I can see Greg Bach. Now we'll see if he can hear me and if I can hear
him. Can you hear me with a thumbs up?
I hear you clear as a bell.
I can hear nothing, but hey, Pat Wrightlow, it's great to hear your voice.
Okay. Well, here I am, and here you are, so I hear you. Here's an interesting radio experiment. I'm gonna just say, let's see, I'm gonna type in, tell me what's new, Greg.
And I can hear you, Pat. I'm just going back and forth.
Okay, there we go. Could have messed with me for the next hour and 50 minutes, you know, it would have been just fine. Anyway, so we will continue to get ourselves back into a regular routine. I will thank Todd Alba again for filling in yesterday. He had a very, very busy Monday doing his own show as well as this one. So Mr. Bach and I were separated last week while we tested in one of the studios in Madison. So, Greg, I never get to ask Greg last week. Greg, did you make it to the Kenosha County Dairy Breakfast?
Unfortunately, I did not make it to the Kenosha Dairy Breakfast. I was very disappointed. I overslept, and by the time I woke up, it seemed to be very late in the morning.
How's it looking there right now? I mean, that, like I said, it's an impressive, I can say impressive because I'm hundreds of miles away. It's an impressive looking line of thunderstorms.
Right now, at 6:12 on any other regular day, it would be nice and sunshiny out. It is pitch black and lightning, and I am a 46-year-old about to say this. I'm a little scared.
Okay, well, let's try to help out with that. I can tell you that a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Waukesha County. At 6:03, a severe thunderstorm was located over Brookfield. It is moving east at 50 miles an hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail have been spotted through radar and through weather spotters. Hail damage is possible, could be expected. Expect wind damage as well. Locations impacted include Waukesha, Wauwatosa, New Berlin, Brookfield, Menominee Falls, Pewaukee, Sussex, Heartland, Delafield, Elm Grove, Wales, Oconomowoc, Lisbon, Douseman, Lac La Belle. So for your protection, be sure you're staying on an interior room on the lowest floor of the building. That is the latest that I'm hearing and seeing here in terms of strong thunderstorms that continue to move through at about 40 to 50 miles an hour with 40 to 60 mile an hour winds. So if you're listening to us in that area, again, take all precautions necessary, and let's keep everybody safe out there. All right, well, let me talk before we get to unpacking some of the news and talking a bit about trip to Orlando that I had over the weekend here. Let's talk a bit about the Up North News daily newsletter. You can sign up for it over at upnorthnewswi.com and get your share of unabashedly Wisconsin news in there. For example, did you know Wisconsin has 57 miles of coastal beaches? Talking about our Great Lakes coastlines. Beyond the Great Lakes, the Badger State is home to some 15,000 beautiful lakes. So that means even more beaches. And in today's newsletter, there are guides to beautiful beaches, but there are also ways to learn about the algae blooms that can make swimming unattractive or unhealthy. So look for that in our newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. Also in there is a link to an op-ed that is on our website, upnorthnewswi.com, by Milwaukee Assembly Representative Lakeisha Myers. She writes, as a legislator, as a Black woman, and as a Christian, as a supporter of women's reproductive freedom. And she explains how many people have roles that can and do coexist. And I want to share an excerpt or two here because I think it's important. I think you'll get a lot out of it if you head over to our website and read the full thing. But Lakeisha Myers notes it's important for Christians to understand that the outward expressions of one's Christian walk may differ from person to person. This is why there are hundreds of Christian denominations, each with varying viewpoints on social issues. Loving your neighbor means looking out for their needs, and it is disturbing, she writes, that many people who tout the pro-life mantra do little to advocate for indigent children and families after birth. Instead of expanding social services, or even just, say, embracing the ones that are out there, I would add parenthetically, those programs are often the first to be cut, and the very people who need them, Lakeisha Myers writes, are often vilified for the circumstance of being poor. This upcoming election, she writes, many Christians will go to the polls and be faced with a choice. Will we choose to be guided by cultural dogma, or will we choose to follow Christ's example of loving all mankind? Will we choose to err on the side of politicized religiosity, or cast a vote for grace? I, she writes, have decided to follow Jesus. He gave me the opportunity to have a choice, and I will vote for others to have a choice as well. Again, that's an op-ed from Lakeisha Myers that you can find a link to it in today's newsletter or find the full thing over at upnorthnewswi.com. So that's a little bit about the newsletter and about our website. Now let's talk a little sports as we come up on 6:17. You know, last week when we were speaking each morning, the Brewers were on a West Coast road trip. That's done. They're back home. They are taking on the Texas Rangers to start off the week, and Rhys Hoskins hit the ball real good last night, putting the Brewers ahead with a grand slam during a five-run rally in the sixth inning, and that enabled the Brewers to beat the Rangers 6-3 Monday night and snap the Rangers' four-game winning streak. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta worked five innings, struck out six, allowed two runs on four hits and two walks. Bryce Wilson will take the mound for the Brewers this evening in Game 2 of the series at American Family Field. First pitch will be at 7:10. You can catch the pregame starting at 6:35 on News from the Center and Richland Center, WRJN and Racine Kenosha, Oshkosh Air Support, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. But as mentioned earlier, I mean, we're talking baseball here, and yet it's the hockey season that just finally ended yesterday. And being in Florida over the weekend, you learn to appreciate that there are a fair share of Florida natives. You know, it's not like they don't exist at all, but they're also willing to root for pretty much anything or nothing. And there were plenty of people that just wanted to see a team from Canada win the Stanley Cup for the first time in 31 years. But it's going to be at least 31, if not more, years, as Edmonton lost to the Panthers. 2-1 was what it was looking like when I went to bed. There might have been an empty net goal at the end there. We'll look to unpack more of the news and talk a bit about my long weekend next, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this beautiful Tuesday morning. When you're here, you're up north, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wausau Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes. Just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
All right, now play this 74 more times, and you'll get a feel for the ride that I had to take the grandkids on at the Magic Kingdom over the weekend, and I've got all the appropriate paraphernalia for it. I've got the Magic Kingdom map here. By the way, going as a grandparent, very refreshing. As a parent, I had to have this map memorized. I had to know where every little ride and attraction was. It is so liberating. To have your adult children be the ones planning the trip for their own kids. I've got my ticket. Everybody gets a little credit card thing to get in. Mine's got little Woody the Cowboy on there. Of course, I've got my ticket for Universal Studios in Orlando. Mr. Bach, have you spent appreciable time either at one of the Disney parks or Universal Orlando?
I have been to Disney World a few times now. Actually, four times. You know, I'm a partier. The last time we went was in 2012, and that's when my mom, me, my then fiance, now my wife, sister, brother-in-law, ooh, can you hear that rumble? That's the thunder. We all went. It was great, and Epcot's my favorite place on Earth. There's no better place on the planet than Epcot.
Oh, well, hey, there we go, coming out with a bold hot take to start off this Tuesday morning here. And no, I didn't, but I hear the rumble, but you definitely had like a Garth Brooks, you know, the thunder rolled kind of thing going as you were thinking about what is happening above head and whether it's somewhat, you know, apocalyptic that is about to be rained down upon Waukesha right now. But yeah, I figured about 60,000 steps got put in, about 20,000 steps a day over the course of 3 days. We did Universal Orlando the one day, Magic Kingdom the one day, second day, and then the third day was what? Oh, it's called Disney Hollywood Studios now. It used to be Disney MGM, which is still my favorite because it's got, like, you know, the Muppets and some of the other characters. But Universal, I mean, they now have Harry Potter. They have, you know, a bunch of the DC comics and things like that. And the Harry Potter one was, of course, the big, you know, attraction for the five-year-old. Whereas the two-year-old, now she's too little. She's not going to, you know much of any of this. And frankly, in both cases, they might be a little young, but my daughter's husband had a conference there. And so we're like, well, you know, if you bring grandma and grandpa along, we can help watch the kids while you guys, you know, get to do adult things, you know, because there's plenty for adults to do down there as well. But Greg, I am not going to complain about the heat and humidity. And it is really humid out here right now, but it is not Florida humid, which is stupid humid. Stupid humid weather.
Florida and DC. I went to DC over Memorial Day weekend, and it was gross. Mm-hmm. It felt like a punishment. Like, you're like, you came here, you have to pay the penalty.
We all brought, you know, changes of clothes, but it didn't matter. I mean, 5 minutes in and you're just soaked because it's just instant sweat, and you're just, everybody stays that way all day. You look for shade where you can. Universal does a much better job of putting, you know, benches all over the place, whereas Disney just wants you to keep moving, get to that next attraction, you know, spend more of that money. So
everything smells like cookies.
Yep. And it was by and large a positive experience. I haven't been to Disney in oh, I'd say almost 10 years now, and Universal Studios as well, but it was nice. It was also interesting to find out, again, in this case, you know, the one grandson is five. You could say this for almost any age. The age at which they think a ride is cool and the age at which they are freaking out and you're saying, I think we might have misjudged this particular ride for the young man. But, you know, afterwards, he's going to be like, oh, yeah, that was cool. I mean, he's not like that yet, but like next week, he's going to tell his friends, oh, there was this Harry Potter ride and there were these dragons. But at the moment, I think he was pretty sure the dragon was going to eat him. And that's not a healthy
thing. I want to go again. I want to go again. Are you sure?
Yeah. He was not sure in the moment. But yeah, later on, it's going to be fine. The rides, the simulators and things like that, just never cease to amaze me. I don't need a roller coaster that goes up, you know, 83,000 feet, you know, and then plunges back to earth. You can get me with a good simulator that rocks around, that has, you know, you've got your 3D glasses on and, you know, tells a good story. That I don't mind a ride that tells a good adventurous story, not the, hey, we're going to lift you up this pole and we're going to drop you so hard that you basically get a reverse colonoscopy. You know, I liked that when I was younger. I'm not that younger guy anymore. Don't need that.
I had that conversation, I think this past weekend or the weekend before, where I said there was a window where I loved roller coasters. And then it just became about how close to death can we bring you? And I was like, yeah, I think I'm out. I just like a little, I like thrill. I like a little, ooh, but not like this is, if a bolt goes wrong, I'm gone. I'm tapping out. You guys enjoy your roller coasters and your people are hanging upside down in cities. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've seen enough news stories about these things now that I don't need to experience that kind of thing for myself anymore. I will say, just as a tip, for people staying at, you know, whatever hotels, resorts that you're in, we realized on the third day after the third park that instead of needing a supersized dose of ibuprofen, it turns out if you actually take the kids to the hotel pool and you spend just a little bit of time in the pool, that is extremely therapeutic, helps loosen you up. You're not just sitting there at a restaurant or in your hotel room or whatever, and then everything just tightens up and you instantly feel like death. So if you can get yourself into a pool or do something else that has a little bit of motion, you know, that's a nice thing. I couldn't help but notice the amount of people who talked about how nice it is to be in a place that is pedestrian friendly, like these parks are. And then you have the, you know, the public transportation, public in quotes, of course, you know, the monorail system, the boat system, the bus system. But, you know, get them to talk about public transportation in their hometowns, and that's another thing altogether. But it's nice to have people reminded from time to time of what a well-planned community can get done in terms of efficiency and to make it attractive for other folks. So that was a little bit about why I was away Friday, you know, through yesterday. And again, really appreciate Todd and everybody coming in and pinch hitting for that. You know, there's still going to be plenty for us to talk about in terms of the 2-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision. Also, of course, we've got the debate that's coming up on Thursday night. We're just two nights away from that. Civic Media is going to have special coverage starting at 7:30 Thursday evening. Civic Media News Director Terry Bell and Midday host Todd Alba will anchor coverage of the 90-minute debate, the first of only two presidential debates set up so far this year. And the expectation game is already well underway. After months of casting President Biden as a shell of a man, incapable of putting two sentences together, Donald Trump has belatedly tried to change his tune, you know, suggesting now that Biden might even be drugged at the debate, which makes no sense at all. Why wouldn't he be like that all the time? But Trump is saying, oh, maybe I'm better off losing the debate. I'll make sure that he stays. I'll lose the debate on purpose or something like that. No, that's not working that way, Greg.
No, that's not how that works. No.
No, you can't do it at the last minute like that. But again, listen for yourself on Thursday, and of course, we will talk about it on Friday. All right, as usual, on Tuesdays, we hear from Sherita Booker about the most popular stories on social media across Up North News. That's coming up next here Up North.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Dairy operators, time is running out for you to respond to the 2024 Dairy Survey. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. This survey drives not only programs, but also policy. Dan Bauer is a supervisor at the Wisconsin Farm Center, and he says normally Wisconsin dairy operators do respond.
The last time the survey was taken was in 2020. And at that time, we had a 40% response rate, which I think is incredibly impressive. I did a little bit of internet research, and what the internet will tell you is when you do a survey of this size and scale, if you get a 20 to 30% response rate, you're doing really well. So anything above 30 is excellent. So in 2020, you know, Wisconsin producers really stepped to the plate with that 40% response rate.
Dan Bauer, supervisor of the Wisconsin Farm Center. If you've misplaced your dairy survey or didn't get one, call them, 800-942-2474. That's the Wisconsin Farm Center hotline. Or email them, farmcenter@wisconsin.gov, and they'll get you a survey immediately. Try to get them filled out by June 30th.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On Monday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped a half a cent to 191.5. 40-pound block cheese, that was up 4.5 at 189. Double A butter, down another 2.5. Still at 306.5 per pound. The fluid milk for July that goes into cheese, up 9 at 1984. August, up 21 at 2078 a hundredweight. The December new crop corn yesterday dropped 1.5 to 451.75. November new crop soybeans finished 10.5 cents higher at 1130.5, while July new crop wheat dipped 9 cents lower on the close to 552.5. So just a quick snapshot for the market update on a Tuesday morning. Don't forget, more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny with a high near 84. For tonight, mostly clear and lows in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny, 74 on your Wednesday. Clear skies, 51 Wednesday night, 75 on Thursday, 73 with a few thunderstorms on Friday.
Right now, it's 70.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a totalitarian Tuesday edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We prepare for a presidential debate, most important in your lifetime.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Welcome back. We're joined now by Sherita Booker, social media manager for Up North News. Find her posting of all of our work from the whole Wisconsin team and some of our national team and some freelancers. She just takes it all in and puts it in just the right format on just the right platforms. Sherita, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Pat. Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, as we look at some of the more popular posts of the past week, again, a lot of Instagram, some Facebook, you know, there's a little Twitter and TikTok out there. But as we look at the posts overall across all platforms, it's a little bit more newsy this week compared to other weeks when we have more, you know, food or sports or whatnot. But it kind of makes sense when you consider what the stories are. The first one, of course, is the former president of the United States, thinking he's talking to a room that's kind of got a private meeting with House Republicans. And he makes a crack about Wisconsin's largest city, and it didn't sit well with folks, Sherita.
Yep. Trump called Milwaukee a horrible city during a meeting with House Republicans to discuss campaign strategies. And that got tons of backlash from Wisconsinites and President Biden. Senator Tammy Baldwin said Milwaukee makes the greatest beers, rods, and motorcycles in the world. It's home to some of our most vibrant communities, hardest workers, and it's part of what makes Wisconsin the best state in the nation. Donald Trump would understand that, even if a jury told him so. And Biden also said if Trump thinks Milwaukee is horrible, then he shouldn't come here. That post had more than 1,000 likes. In the comments, Kevin said, just spent 3 days at the Drury in downtown Milwaukee and had a fabulous time. I've been all over the world, and Milwaukee is one of the greatest cities I've ever visited. People need to get out more and explore. Kelly said, the kindest and friendliest people I've had the pleasure of meeting are in Milwaukee. The city is vibrant and wonderful.
There is a comment here as well, and I'm sorry Greg Bach is off this week because he'd appreciate it because he loves the comedian Brett Goldstein from Ted Lasso, of course, who plays Roy Kent. But Brett Goldstein in real life, while he's foul-mouthed, as Roy Kent, but he is a sweetheart. And he was doing a comedy bit in Milwaukee. Greg had gone to go see it. And he was supposed to do a segment where you make fun of whatever local city you're in. And I can't use his exact words, Sherita, as you can imagine, but he was like, blank. I can't think of anything bad to say about Milwaukee. I thought I would have lots to make fun of, but this place is blanking beautiful. And it's great that people notice that because, again, the people that complain the most about it appear to be the ones that know less about Milwaukee. So I'm very happy to see these comments.
Yeah, same. And this is my hometown, my home city. We love it here. It's beautiful. There's tons of things to do, especially in the summertime. So I don't appreciate that either.
No, it's a gorgeous place. So many things to do. It's a city, kids. It's a city. Of all the reactions, you read a few of them, but our second on our list of most popular posts was the congresswoman for that area, Gwen Moore, who has never been accused of being a wallflower. And so she got her own post with her reactions.
Yeah, of course, she came to Milwaukee's defense as she spoke on MSNBC. She said, I don't know many people in Milwaukee who have 34 felony counts against them. So our crime rate sure is going to go up when he joins us in Milwaukee in July. And that post had almost 400 likes on Instagram. Patty left a comment and said, I love Gwen Moore, salt of the earth, always says it straight up. And Christopher said, I think he should be arrested as soon as he lands in Milwaukee for his role in trying to provide fake electors in the last election, along with Ron Johnson.
Don't think that hasn't occurred to me that, if I were Wisconsin's attorney general, If not arresting, then maybe at least, you know, serving papers or something. And I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened yet in some of these other states. I mean, Trump has a way of just inviting people up on stage, you know, so all somebody would have to do is wear a, you know, goofy Trump shirt. And when they, you know, act funny enough and get up on stage, you know, hand them his subpoena or whatever the case may be. And just count on Gwen Moore always for just the perfect reaction on it. And then our third story is also political, but again, frankly, it's that time of year. There's a lot to react to, and folks are still reacting to the news that a couple of weekends back, Senate candidate Eric Hovde was advertised that he was going to be in Oconto County, but he was in the wrong OC. He was actually in Orange County, California, back on Laguna Beach.
Yeah, he's always giving us something to talk about here. Yeah, he's seen laying in the sun, enjoying the beach, playing hooky when he's supposed to be here in Wisconsin. That post had more than 5,000 likes. Sarita said, showing how much he cares about the people in the state he supposedly wants to represent. And Shane said, why is a California resident running for a seat in Wisconsin? And why do we keep expecting anything less than BS from everyone in the GOP?
And then there's M. Ross, who says, sounds like Dr. Oz when he tried to run for Senate in Pennsylvania. Plenty of carpetbagger comments in here as well. To his defense, Newberg writes, what's the problem with this? Are Wisconsin residents against owning homes in other states? I don't see a problem with this, even though he does vote Democratic. And I don't think it's, he's got a second home, or some would say a first home, you know, in Laguna Beach. That's not the point. The point is that he has spent so much time there and is so well known there that, you know, if you're going to spend time there instead of campaigning, it appears, Sharita, folks are going to notice.
Absolutely. And you made a commitment, stick to it. I think that just shows what it's going to look like in the future if he were to win. So not looking good for him.
I would think to Zepecki's comment from last week, Thursday, that just might be, well, if he was smart, that might be the last time he's in Laguna Beach until after November. You know, for his sake, he would think to pack up and take stuff to Washington, D.C., or like Tim Michaels going back to Connecticut, you know, just to go back and lick your wounds. But if you're smart, Eric Hovde, you've got a place in Wisconsin. Hang out there while you're running for a seat in the Senate from Wisconsin. Yep. Sharita Booker, social media manager for Courier Newsroom. Sharita, thanks as always. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Pat.
And of course, that was recorded while Greg was off last weekend from the morning show. He was not away, but we did not get to talk nearly enough about Brett Goldstein. And the man simply likes it here, and he's a good person that way too.
He's a sweet, sweet man. He's just so, like, I don't know, like, you can see the Roy Kent veneer, of course, because you're looking at him, but when he starts talking, his voice is a little higher and he's sweeter and he has a smile on his face the whole time. And that whole thing of, like, he's like, I love this place, no notes, perfect British pause, one note.
That's it. That's all you need. Just great, great comedy talent right there. A little severe weather update. The severe thunderstorm warning for central Milwaukee and northeastern Waukesha counties has been canceled, which means that Greg has not been canceled. Greg is still here. The storm has not taken him away. There was a flash flood warning overnight for parts of Price, Ashland, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. That will be allowed to expire in a couple of minutes here at 6:45. But flood warnings do continue in western Wisconsin for the Trempealeau River in Trempealeau and Buffalo counties and the Black River near Galesville. And I can tell you the rivers are still plenty high around here and then all the way, you know, into the Twin Cities as well. So all of the usual precautions are in place. You know, turn around, don't drown, don't wander too close to the shoreline. Try to appreciate the awesome power of what this floodwater does as it comes back, as it comes past. Some of us have tried to find out the hard way if we try to put the sections back in our dock that were threatened to be taken away. So, yeah, please don't mess around with that kinds of stuff.
That was Pat's way of saying, I have a boat.
I think so. Remember, I got home last night. I don't know that I actually have a boat. I'm going to go find out at 8:01 what is still down there in the Chippewa River. I have no messages from neighbors this time around. You know, we've all taken turns giving or receiving the message. There was the one year that we had a severe windstorm. It wasn't a tornado, but clearly it was enough that I get this message. Pat, this is so-and-so. I believe your boat lift cover is down here, downriver, significantly. The wind had taken the cover off of it, even though, I mean, the metal, the welds, it took it off the welds. The whole frame of the boat lift with the cover, it became, you know, turned upside down, so it was basically a raft and floated down. So we've seen, you know, boat lifts that tipped over. We've seen docks that have been carried away. So yeah, nobody appreciates a flooded river like the people who live on rivers that can flood. It can be bad. It can be.
I thought it was crazy when dangerous. You know, a storm took my grill cover off and just pushed it, like, flew it across the yard. I'm like, oh my, how does this happen? But it did. But that is. Oh. Way crazier.
Oh yeah. Yep. And the thing is, you know, sometimes when these waters flood, they can cause issues, and as it turns out, they can cause legal issues. I'm looking at a story here out of Jefferson County from the AP, where a Jefferson County judge ruled on Monday that the DNR is going to have to rethink its policy on what creates navigable waters and whether you and I can actually navigate upon them. In other words, the public's right to use flooded rivers, lakes, and streams, the public's right should end where the water normally stops. That, according to Jefferson County Judge Bennett Brantmeyer, whose decision limits the reach of what's called the public trust doctrine. It's a provision in the Wisconsin Constitution that guarantees public access to navigable waters. But the ruling stems from a lawsuit by an Exonia man who argued that his land is up against the Rock River and that when the river floods, there are airboat users who take advantage of the higher water levels to trespass across his land. And so he's challenging the DNR policy that says, you know, the public gets access to any navigable waterway. As long as that person remains in the water, you can't, you know, as soon as you step on somebody's land, you're on somebody's land. Well, this fellow from Exonia argues that the interpretation is illegal, that public access should end at what is known as the ordinary high water mark, a point on the bank or the shoreline where the water regularly stops. And so, according to the AP story and online court records, Judge Brantmeyer found that the DNR's policy was unlawful and invalid. He ordered the DNR to revoke that policy, rework it, and issue proper guidance through the state's formal administrative rulemaking process. This sounds to me like it's going to be a problem, because most anybody who lives on the water, they do not like put stakes in the ground and say, this is the high water mark and you cannot come past here even if the water floods. So if the water floods, how are you supposed to know where the ordinary high water mark is? So I think it is quite likely that rather than the DNR reworking this policy, this will probably go to an appeals court. And then maybe to the Wisconsin Supreme Court itself for further interpretation of, you know, can you navigate Wisconsin waters when they flood above the ordinary high water mark? And if you can't, how do you determine, you know, where you have to stop if you're on a river or a lake that is higher than its normal level? It was in my mind, just kind of a brief AP story that I noted in getting set for this morning's show, but the more I read into it and the more I think about it, the more I think this has the potential to be something of a bit of a landmark decision if and when it finally works its way through the entire court system. It's funny because we're talking about flooded waters. It normally went the other way around. It was, is something navigable even if it's not currently attached to, say, a nearby river? And courts have ruled, and the DNR said, well, yeah, if it's part of that waterway, if it sometimes does get enough water into it that it becomes a navigable part of that river, then it is always navigable water. And, you know, these things are not easy, but they are important in terms of, you know, who owns what property, but also the rights of everybody in Wisconsin to use our waters. To which Scott Madison writes on the text line, Pat, you have to use Google Rivers. Google Rivers. There's something new for me. All right, we'll check out today's history lesson. Why were we hearing the Beatles in this segment? And much more still ahead. You're up north.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Greg and I are both feeling very ashamed of ourselves that we, I think Scott and Madison was punking us. We're like, Google Rivers, that's not a thing. Greg sends me a note. Google Rivers isn't a thing. And I'm about to send a note going, I know, I was just looking myself. Anyway.
It was so sad.
On this day in 1970, Chicago released 25 or 6 to 4 from Chicago 2. And I love the fact that this song is now kind of back in use on a commercial. I think it's for Amazon. And it's all about a couple dealing with, like, basically a newborn, and they're up in the middle of the night, and they're, you know, pouring coffee, and I think they were looking for a better coffee maker and other things. And it's definitely not what the song was written for. It was not written for the sleeplessness that comes with caring for a new baby, but they make the lyrics work in the commercial. So good for them.
In my head, like, because, you know, you could be like, they're like, oh man, we're Chicago, but they're Chicago from Chicago. So they're like, hey guys, you wrote a song about mass transportation. You want to hear about it? Let's play horns.
The original Great Horn Band. On this day in 1947, The Diary of Anne Frank was first published. On this day in 1950, the Korean War began with North Korea invading the South. Born this day in 1963, so what should have been his 61st birthday, the late George Michael.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body.
George Michael first came on the scene with Wham, later had a near legendary solo career, died far too young at the age of 53, a lot of ups and downs in his life. And a classic case of it not being discovered until after his passing, the many, many philanthropic endeavors, the many ways that he anonymously donated money for various causes, local, national, and otherwise.
Loved him.
On this day in 1978, the Rainbow Pride flag representing gay pride flew for the first time during the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day parade. Actress June Lockhart turns 99 years old today. She was the mom in Lassie and in Lost in Space. She was a near Broadway legend at a relatively young age in the 1940s, but continued to play bit parts on TV well into the 2000s. I think just a couple years back, she was on an episode of Grey's Anatomy, for example, and some other shows. June Lockhart, still with us, 99 years old today. The birthday list for today is rather long. It includes Carly Simon turning 81 years old today.
There's nothing you can do to turn me away. Nothing anyone can say.
Carly Simon, 81 today. Jimmy Walker, J.J. Walker from Good Times in the 1970s. Is feeling dynamite today because he's 77 and getting money from doing all those Medicare Advantage commercials that he should not be doing. David Page, a co-founder of Toto, the keyboardist, is 70 today. Also 70 today is Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Anthony Bourdain was born 68 years ago today, and again, we lost him way too early at the age of 61 back in 2018. Comic actor Ricky Gervais is 63 today, and singer John McRae of Cake is 60. We'll hear from him later on. I didn't know whether to ask Greg about Ricky Gervais as a comedian or Anthony Bourdain, but he gave such a fist pump for John McRae of Cake, I'm going to let him start there first.
I love the band Cake. I think they're one of the greatest American rock and roll bands of the past 25, 30 years. They write really funny, really, but not like joke songs, sarcastic, sardonic, and just never change their style, but it never bores me. Love Ricky Gervais. Never really got into Anthony Bourdain until after he died, which makes me bummed, but I know how much he meant to other people. But, you know, all these people on this list, very cool.
Very solid. And I think about, you look at David Page and Justice Sonia Sotomayor, they're both 70, and one of them is like, okay, you can have your big, you know, your big heyday in your 20s and 30s and have hit records. You, on the other hand, your heyday is going to be in your 60s. You're going to be a Supreme Court justice. Now, which way do you go? Do you take rock and roll fame and glory, or do you take, you know, making a difference to your country? Either way,
it works. I'm going to go with the latter.
Yeah. Rob from Tigerton will get his weather update in a second, but he does chime in online through Facebook that his favorite Carly Simon song is Jesse because, you know, she won't cut fresh flowers for you, and she won't make the wine cold for you, and she won't change the sheets for you. And it proves I know way too many song lyrics from the 1970s and 80s. I kind of scare myself that way. We mentioned the Beatles earlier. We played All You Need Is Love. That premiered on this day in 1967 as part of a worldwide TV program. 400 million people saw the show and saw them perform the song for the first time. And I say this with a sense of wonder because I still think far too many people don't yet appreciate, because of their youth, that to get a television program up to the handful of satellites that were in space at that time and synchronize it in a way that countries all around the world saw it, still kind of a big deal. Nora Ephron's romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle opened in theaters on this day in 1993. The soundtrack is still one of my all-time favorites. You had Nat King Cole on there, Harry Connick Jr., Jimmy Durante, and of course, Louis Armstrong.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on in my imagination.
This song just sounds like Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan hanging out together.
It does, doesn't it? I mean, it's just such a great movie. Tom Hanks, you know, becoming a widow, and you know, Meg Ryan looking for love. Highly recommend it if you haven't seen it yet. Michael Jackson found dead on this day. Propofol killed him at the age of 50 years old. Keith Urban married Nicole Kidman this day in 2006. Happy anniversary, you crazy kids. This is National Color TV Day. CBS began use of its standard of color TV on this day in 1951. But, of course, it would be many, many years before people had color TV with any regularity, of course. This is National Goat Cheese Day, National Catfish Day, National Strawberry Parfait Day, National Summer Camp Day, which I like. You know, I don't know if nearly enough people get to take advantage of the fun of summer camp the way it was so just a part of life when we were a lot younger. And here's my favorite. It's Please Take My Children to Work Day by stay-at-home parents who just want a day of...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll recap the overnight storms. Hopefully everyone is okay. Then we're going to talk to Eitan Levine about his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery.
The bigger the better.
Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too.
Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.